Hi, I'm Pinakin Munshi, and today we are going to cover chapter 9, which is inventory counting and valuing. So inventory in the form of raw material WIP and FG, that is finished goods, forms a major asset on all business units. It is therefore critical that this asset is regularly quantified, verified, and correctly evaluated. Receipt and issues of material happens on a continuous basis at different locations and are handled by many persons. Hence, there is ample chance for error to creep in the inventory records. And inventory records are crucial because the correct inventory, if it is not maintained, you can have very harsh surprises coming, you know, in the form of stockouts, etc. And we will see the various factors, you know, which can lead to variation in the inventories. So materials acquired and stored are also subject to losses from the storage, deterioration, wear and tear, pilferage, and thefts. So losses from the storage is, you know, especially when materials are lying for a long period of time, there can be damages, there can be leakages, or, you know, even when products which are in the powder form, etc., there could be damages and losses arising out of it. Deterioration is where the product becomes unusable, especially in case of chemicals, etc. There is a shelf life. Even in case of pharmaceuticals, personal care products, deterioration and shelf life play a major role. Wear and tear, pilferage, I think that's self-explanatory. Regular verification of inventory can assess these losses and account for them. Any abnormal losses noticed can be investigated and corrective actions can be initiated to avoid this recurrence. Regular inventory counting and valuation allows management to identify, correct, and prevent conditions that cause inventory errors. So, two major points here. One, you wish to know the reasons for the differences, that means any losses or differences which are there in the physical count of the inventory. The second is to correct your records, because whatever is the physical inventory available, whatever is the usable inventory available, that has to reflect in your system to ensure that there are no surprises. And situations can arise where there is inventory showing in the ERP system and physically material is not available. So it is for these reasons physical verification of inventory is a necessity. So inventory accuracy. In a materials control system, the basic record is the store's perpetual inventory log of raw materials and components. Usefulness of inventory record is directly related to its accuracy. If the inventory record is not accurate, then it is not useful because it can give you surprises. Either you can land up with high inventories or you can land up with a stockout or low inventories. So when you try to issue the material, you may not find physically the material there. At any given time, following information must be accurate, that is part description or part number, quantity, and the location. And why? Because, you know, retrieval of the inventory is important. So location is equally important. Of course, part description and quantity goes without saying, self-explanatory. So accurate inventory records, it results in effective material management, firm delivery schedules, because you are able to meet the delivery schedules. Whatever is the material visible in the system is physically available. Satisfactory customer service, we already saw that. Efficient operations and greater productivity. What happens when there are inaccuracies? So you have shortages. You may physically not find the material in the warehouse. Production hold up, because if the material is not available, you may not be able to process the material further. Poor delivery performance, naturally, your delivery performance will suffer if you are not able to complete the production process. Unsatisfactory customer service, excess inventory, lost sales. So somewhere you could be actually carrying excess inventory and somewhere you could be having a stock out. As a result, you will have lost sales. So what are the major causes of inventory error? So unauthorized issues or usage. Normally, whenever any material is issued from the store, there has to be a proper recording of the material. There has to be a requisition, and the material has to be immediately issued in the ERP system so that it gets deducted from your inventory in the raw material store and it reflects as a WIP. Wrong identification of components because of complex part numbers. So many a times, and this is not restricted to parts or components, but even in chemicals, we have seen that when there are similar sounding name of the products or similar nomenclatures, the people, the laborers who are not very educated can wrongly issue a material. And we have had instances, especially on the finished goods side, where wrong material has been dispatched to the customer. And what happens is that you are showing inventory in the ERP system when physically the material is not available. And on the other hand, there is another material which is shown as issued in the system, but physically the material is available in the warehouse. You can correlate from here that how the error has happened, where a wrong material has been issued and dispatched to the customer. Transaction documents are entered with the wrong quantities, entries duplicated. So many a times it can so happen that the wrong quantities are entered or duplicate entries are made. That means you have issued the material once, but in the system you have accounted for it twice. There has to be a foolproof system to prevent this kind of errors. Inaccurate material location. So material location is shown as X, material is lying at some other location, because of which you are unable to locate the material, and it results also in loss of opportunity if you're not able to locate the material in a timely manner. Loss of efforts in trying to locate the material. Wrong counts, wrong weights while issuing the material. So many a times there may be error in issuing the material or count, you know, because there are some materials like components, etc., which are issued based on numbers, not on volume or not on weight. So if things go wrong while issuing the material, if a mistake has occurred, this will result in inventory errors. Delay in recording transactions. If transactions are not recorded immediately when the material issue takes place, this kind of errors can creep in. Unsecured storerooms, hence pilferage. So if there are valuable items, can be that, you know, there is a pilferage of the valuable items which has a commercial value. And we have known in industry that pilferages do happen. Lack of audit capability. If the audit is not happening regularly, you may find that the differences or the errors tend to keep on piling up, and it can go to alarming heights. So these are some of the reasons. So there are five ways to conduct physical verification of the inventories. One is the annual inventory, periodic inventory, perpetual or continuous inventory, which is also known as cycle counting, routine check, and low point inventory. So let's look at in detail what each of these mean or how they conduct. So annual inventory, as the name suggests, is done once a year. So you have, normally in India, because financial year closes on March 31st, the inventory is taken on, let's say, 31st March or on the 1st of April. And you are taking a physical count of the entire store. So it also serves a major objective to satisfy the financial auditors that inventory records represent the value of inventory which they have to certify as part of the balance sheet, because your balance sheet has to be published, which is based on the financial year, and this becomes a part of the verification process. The material management team, it represents an opportunity to correct any inaccuracies in the record. So one of the outcome of the physical verification is wherever there is a discrepancy, you have to correct the records. So what do? Wherever there is an excess, you create the inventory in the system as per whatever you have found physically. And wherever there is a shortage, you make adjustments in the system. And this has to be approved by the senior management, because it is not just that anybody can go and make these adjustments in the system, since they have even commercial implications. There are following steps to be carried out to complete the physical count. So counting the items and recording the result on an inventory card in duplicate. Now, these are slightly older methods. Current method is the inventory as on a particular date is downloaded, printouts taken, and then a team of people will go and physically verify the inventory. So wherever they find the inventory, they will check the inventory, even sometimes weigh the material or count the material, and they will be ticking it. Wherever there is a discrepancy or wherever they find material which is not in the list, they will make a note of it. They will capture the information, complete information, for verification purpose. Verification by recounting. So if the actual count matches the quantity on record, the job is complete. If not, the next step involves reconciliation of the records, that is analyzing and resolving the differences. So one thing is trying to see why the difference has occurred. Second is to resolve the difference so that your system reflects the correct quantities. Production activity has to be shut down. So normally when the physical inventory is taken, the production activity is to be shut down, and especially so for the WIP inventory. Because as far as the store, etc. is concerned, yes, we stop all receipt and issues. Same is the case for the finished goods. We stop any material being declared as a finished goods, and we stop any finished goods being shipped out. But WIP, even the production processes have to stop, so that there is no machine which is operating and there is no material which is under process. So either it is awaiting a process or it has completed the process awaiting for the next operation. The second type is the periodic inventory. So this kind of inventory is conducted on a quarterly or a half yearly basis for checking of the entire stock in 1 or 2 days. So normally for finished goods inventory, etc., we have this kind of quarterly inventory where we do 100% stock check in the warehouse. This is done in places where the stock comprises of a few expensive items. The method followed is as follows. Physical stock of various items is recorded on inventory sheet or inventory card, then is compared with the bin card balance. Here again, we have the same procedure. We take a printout of the inventory and then physically we match it with the stocks which are appearing in the system. Wherever we find material which don't reflect in our inventory in the printouts, those are separately recorded, and then the reconciliation takes place. While inexpensive items may be checked once in a year, expensive and attractive items should be checked 3 or 4 times in a year. This is to ensure that there is no pilferage, etc. Because the longer is the time between physical checks, higher can be the discrepancy or the error that can be detected. And the whole point is to try and stop any pilferage, theft, etc. Or even any systemic error which may be taking place resulting in the error. The physical balance obtained at the end of the financial will form the inventory for final accounts. So after you have reconciled everything, this becomes the declaration or the inventory which will be declared as your assets in your financial statements? Perpetual or continuous inventory? So greater attention on the verification, as only a few items are checked every day. And this is generally followed for things like spare parts, because in spares, you have a very, very wide variety of small spares. So what you do is a group of spares are identified for physical verification every day, and the numbers are matched, counted and matched with the system inventory. That means your book inventory. So the discrepancies can be detected and solved immediately. It acts as an effective deterrent to malpractice. So any kind of malpractice in terms of usage without accounting or theft, etc., can be easily stopped by these methods. There is greater need to keep records up to date than in annual stock verification. Deteriorated and obsolete stock can be easily identified. So when you are even doing the physical stock check, you can identify products which have deteriorated, like if there are some steel components which are rusted, etc. So that can be identified and can be removed from the inventory as obsolete or non-usable. It does not hamper production, because as we said, this happens on an ongoing basis, on a day-to-day basis, and you are covering only a small group of products on a day-to-day basis. The disadvantage of the continuous stock verification are it imposes a regular load on the store staff, because this activity doesn't happen quarterly or annual, it happens every day. So every day the store staff has to carry out physical verification of, let's say, 100 bin items. Unless carried out carefully, it may lead to misplacement of the materials. So this has to be carried out very carefully to see that materials are available in the right place and there is no misplacement of the material, etc. Here is an example, or rather a suggestion given on the count frequency by the ABC method. So for A-class items, the count can happen every week or every month. B items, it can be bi-monthly or quarterly. And for C items, it can happen once in a year. Naturally, because A items are contributing or accounting for 80% of your material spend or consumption. B items, 20%. So these two are crucial. So A, you do it more frequently. You do it on a weekly basis or a monthly basis. B items and A items are very few in numbers, so it's much easier to carry out this physical inventory on a regular basis. B items, you do it on a quarterly basis, and C items on an annual basis. Count frequency zone method. So items are grouped by zones to make counting more efficient and labor saving. This method used when a fixed location system is in use, or when WIP or transit inventory is being counted. So when you are counting only WIP or only transit inventory, so you are looking at only one zone or one area. You are not focusing on physical inventory of the entire system. So this has its advantage. Location audit system. So under this method, predetermined stock locations are checked at every cycle count round. The item numbers of the material in each bin are checked to verify and to correct the stock point location. So this also happens when you have got number of distribution points or warehouses, etc. So you can have different schedule for the physical location at different location. Need-based count frequency. So cycle counts can be scheduled at regular intervals or on special occasion, such as when an order is placed, when order quantity is received, or when the inventory balance in the record is zero. So here what happens is that you don't resort to the other methods that we discussed, but whenever a fresh order is to be placed, let us say the material has reached the reorder point, and the reorder point is 100, so that is the time you do a physical check. Or when you have received a fresh order, now let us say that you have received a fresh quantity of 100 numbers, and your physical stock is supposed to be 20, so that is the time you do a physical check whether the 20 numbers are available or not, and the fresh material which has come in, that is anyways counted when GRN is done. Goods receipt note, when that is done, the count already happens. So when, or the third method is when the inventory balance in the record reaches zero. So certain products where the inventory becomes zero, that is the time you go and check. So here, if there is a discrepancy, you will find that physically there is zero record or zero balance of the material, but in the system it will show some inventory. The converse can be true, that the system shows, that means the ERP system shows the inventory as zero, but physically the components are available. So these need to be reconciled. The ultimate dream for most companies to completely eliminate the need for physical count and instead rely upon cycle counting to keep their inventories up to date. Smartphone, tablets, inventory counting software, including barcode scanners, can help to achieve this dream. Counting of big items is easier. Counting of high value small items can be very painful. And this is where the barcode or RFID tags can be very helpful, because very quickly you can take a physical count of the items which are available or the products which are available in your stock. Implementing cycle counting program. So create a schedule for the cycle counts. Plan and prepare before you start the counting. Before you begin, close any open transaction. So if any issue or any receipts are yet to be logged into the system, they have to be first entered. So the transactions have to be closed, and then you start the counting. Otherwise, you will get an error. So let us say that you issued the material, but it has not been posted in the system. In fact, the best practice would be that you post the transaction into the system as soon as material is issued. So you first post the transaction, or rather you first draw the material from the bin, post the transaction, and then hand it over to the requisitioning function.